CITR 101.9 FM presents Spring Bash, Saturday, March the 10th, The Lamplighter, Abbott at Water Street, with three awesome bands, Midnight Dragon, Circus and Flames, and Junior Major. Doors at 9 p.m., tickets for a measly $10 in advance at Zulu, Scratch, and Red Cat Records. For more information, check out the CITR website at www.citr.ca.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
A noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 on a Wednesday. You know what that means? It's time for a noise here. Here's your host, Luke Meat. Hi, how are you doing today? Coming up in the next hour and a half. Holy cow. Discovered a new label out of Providence, Rhode Island by the name of Corleone Records, or Corleone. They sent us a nice little package here of some very, very noise-friendly stuff. You'll be hearing some of that. I'll be introducing that to you. Keeping with the Providence stuff, we got something off of Load. And what else we bring today out of the vaults? I brought some Boris and some kind of weirdo like Robert Ashley, John Cage kind of stuff. And I got some Boredoms off the new Super Root sampler coming up. We're going to start off, though. Pretty cool show coming up at the end of March to tell you about. And we're going to get into this genre right now. The wonderful world of creative and experimental jazz.
Where did you move here from?
Just from Cedar.
She's nice. What do you think?
Sounds good.
It's a Bush recording. We're out recording with Bush. The name of the composition is Neon Meat Dream of an Octofish. No, it's hair pie.
what you're listening to right now is a noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. What you just heard in that last 10-minute skronk there, a collective improvisation by the Ornette Coleman Double Quartet. One of the most important albums of the 20th century, if you ask me, featuring some really heavy hitters here. He's got Ornette's divided two jazz quartets into two separate speakers. In the left channel, you got Don Cherry on trumpet, Scott LaFaro on bass, and Billy Higgins on skins. And in the right channel, you have trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, bass clarinetist Eric Dolphy, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Ed Blackwell on drums. One of the most important recordings out there, and just turned an entire jazz world on its ear. All the way back, December 21st, 1960 was recording date of this, and the world has been divided ever since. Leonard Bernstein's declared Ornette Coleman a genius. Miles Davis said that cat's head's messed up all inside. Will you be the judge? Free jazz, Ornette Coleman's Double Quartet. Also in the set there, you heard some kind of advanced free improvisation by Captain Beefheart and his magic band off of Grow Fins, Part 2, the Trout Mask Sessions. And that was Hair Pie Bake 1. Bake 2 made it on the actual Trout Mask replica album. Had some Borbid Omegas in there. Good New York art damage stuff from 1981 with Barbed Wire Maggots. A little excerpt from Side 2 there. Jim Souter and Don Dietrich on saxophones. Donald Miller on guitar. And two tracks featured on a brand new compilation CD from this great country of ours. Out of the Dig Your Roots series, creative jazz. All across Canada, creative and experimental jazz artists. And on March 28th in our fair city of Vancouver, the Dig Your Roots series will be performing live. Three artists, The Inhabitants, Jesse Zubot, and Gordon Giardina's Box Cutter. March 28th at the Video Inn Studios. This is an early show, very early show. The show starts at 6 p.m. because Dig Your Roots broadcasts the live program all across Canada at various radio stations, campus community stations across Canada. Dig Your Roots, March 28th at the Video Inn Studios. We're going to stop the jazz and turn up the rock here a little bit. We're going to kick it off properly with some Boris. the finest Japan has to offer there. That was Mainliner, a very, very wonderful supergroup featuring Ashihiro Nanjo from High Rise on electric guitar, Kawabata Makoto from Acid Mother's Temple on bass guitar, and the drummer from The Ruins. His name eludes me at the moment, but Mainliner there off of the Japanese-only release, Imaginative Plane. No North American release yet. However, their North American release, Mellow Out, is very good as well. But yeah, be sure to check that out. And then we started up there with Boris, making a lot of people's best of last year's lists. Pink is the name of the album. That was the only song on side four with Just Abandoned Myself. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're going to keep it chugging along here to you. Some Providence, Rhode Island-based rock and roll. First and foremost, we'll start you off with Don't Let the Name Fool You. This is a lovely little band entitled The White Mice, and this track is lovingly called Violence of the Lambs.
We'll be right back. Exquisite Torque with DJ Lee. Oh. Thursday evening, 7:30 to 9.
Some even make up their own songs, including lyrics only they can understand.
Imagine your possessions. I wonder if you can.
Three blind mice, they all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their... with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
Yes, indeedy, my infamous partner in crime and in weird audio, Mr. Bleak Swinney, with his wonderful, exquisite corpse show. Tomorrow, though, it's going to be hosted. Looks like I'm hosting it, actually. And it's going to be pretty cool because it's in honor of International Women's Day tomorrow. A great day of featuring audio contributions by women all over the world. So stay tuned to CITR. Coming up 1 o'clock, we've got some uninterrupted jams, meaning it'll be a compilation CD of some merit with no chatter in between it. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go with Mr. Frank Gar. 5 o'clock, Rachel's Song. Mr. Thomas Hicks, part of the Necessary Voices lecture series. It is the first Wednesday in March, I believe. So that means, and sometimes why, is on at 6:30. This week, yes, with Mecone, Best in Indie Rock, 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis, Val Cormier, 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julia S., and then 11, Mr. Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So, yeah, keep it locked. And let's go through the set there. Holy cow, in the last 15 minutes, you're exposed to some brand new underground noisy, I would call it rock and roll. Sure, why not? We started you off there with something off of the Load label that was just sent to us. Little group called the White Mice, and nonsensical album title. It's just a bunch of Scrabble tiles all thrown together. I'm not going to try and attempt to pronounce it, and that track was called Violence of the Lambs. After that, same label, Load, Providence, Rhode Island, Vampire Can't, that second band was called, and the name of that was entitled Wax Lips off of their new one, Key Cutter. We had something by a band called the Tiny Hawks. Their new album, People Without End, it's available on Corleone Records, as in, yes, the Godfather himself. You can go to CorleoneRecords.com to check that out. Tiny Hawks is the name of the album. Illuminate the Monsters was the track. And then, holy cow, I try not to play the same track every week, but in this case, I'm going to make an exception. I've played this a few times now. The band is called Pterodactyl. They're out of Brooklyn, New York. They are on the Bra Records label, a side label owned by the Cats in Oneida. And their self-titled debut, and that track was called Chicks Bix. Pterodactyl there. Enjoy. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, pulled something out of the vaults at home. A wonderful compilation entitled Extended Voices, New Pieces for Chorus and Voices, Altered Electronically by Sound Synthesizers and Vocoder. This comes to you from the Odyssey series, which CBS put out in the late 60s in an attempt to kind of give contemporary classical composers a kind of an imprint or whatever. If you do find anything on the Odyssey label, I recommend check it out. It's very, very cool stuff. Not the easiest thing to find, but what can you do? This compilation features artists such as Robert Ashley, Morton Feldman, John Cage, Pauline Olivieros, you know, the usual kind of suspects. What we're going to hear is Mr. Alvin Lucier. Any electroacoustic nuts out there? I'm sure you might know Alvin Lucier's I Am Sitting in a Room, possibly his most famous piece from 1965. We're going to hear a track called North American Time Capsule 1967. The liner notes go on to say it uses a vocoder to encode speech sounds into digital information bits for transmission over narrow bandwidths via telephone lines or radio channels. There is no written score for this work. The performers are asked to prepare material using any sounds at all that would describe to beings from far from our environment, either in space or in time, the physical, spiritual, social, scientific, or any other situation in which we currently find ourselves. The performer's sounds are fed into the vocoder and are modified during the performance both by the sounds acting as control signals and by the manual alteration of the vocoder components. This is Alvin Lucier, North American Time Capsule, 1967.
I'm sorry. across your lawn. Use the diamond on the glass. Slithered slowly through the dark. Made my way up all your stairs. Crystals flying everywhere.
The Liars, one of my favorite albums of last year. Drums Not Dead on Mute Records with It Fit When I Was a Kid. Before that, we had The Silver Apples, a now classic for most of you. Velvet Cave, name of the track there. And then we started off there with some vocoder weirdness all the way back to 1967. Mr. Alvin Lucier from the Extended Voices compilation album on Odyssey Records, with North American Time Capsule, 1967. Well, we're just about wrapping it up here on A Noise, and we get into part four of our 300-part installment Nurse with Wound list. And yes, the Nurse with Wound list, back in 1980, the Nurse with Wound's first album, cited 300 bands, and almost serves as a checklist for some audiophiles out there. And we are looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're at part five, our part five installment. My goodness. And this is, if you listen to the show, this is a classic that we're going to play here. But pretty soon we're going to have to get into some of the weirder artists. And I'm clacking away on the internet trying to find, dig up these things. But we're talking bands like Anal Magic and the Reverend Dwight Frizzell. And holy cow, Pekka Erickson, Albrechti. Ashra Temple, we can get into. I mean, but yeah, stay tuned. Every week, I'm going to try and play one artist off of the Nurse with Wound list. And this is week five. And holy cow, if you don't know this track, I feel real sorry for you. We'll be right back.
sleep. I tell you, who's always getting back?
And you gotta love college radio, don't you? Can, with Oh Yeah there. And we're gonna try and get this bloody thing going again because I'm not leaving you hanging on that one. And the disc isn't even dirty. What a drag. Okay. You know, here you're gonna hear what goes on behind the scenes here at CITR. And, yes. Well, let's try that again, shall we? We'll be right back. that just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise. Thanks for listening. Sorry about the technical glitch there. This, of course, is Can with Oh Yeah. And as my friend Henry in the studio said, more like Can't, actually, thanks to Mr. CD player here. But yeah, a now classic, Tego Mago, a must-own record, if you ask me. And yes, that's part five of the 300-part series of the Nurse with Wound list. And yeah, stay tuned. We've got something from Victoria here. The ARG annual year two. The best of indie rock, indie stuff that Victoria has to offer. This is currently number one on CITR's charts, actually. So sit back and enjoy. And we have Democracy Now at 2 o'clock. And this is Luke Meat signing off saying, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
March 12, 2007, the University of British Columbia Cancer Association is delighted to announce that Cuts for Cancer will be held at the UBC campus. This annual event affords students and members of the local community the opportunity to cut their hair at our salons and make wigs for children who have lost their hair due to cancer treatment, and collect pledges for this endeavor. In one day last year, Cuts for Cancer 2006 collected $17,600 worth of hair donations and another $15,000 in pledges and donations. To this date, it is the most successful charity fundraising event in UBC history.
The University of British Columbia Cancer Association ensures that every piece of donation is contributed to enhance the lives of cancer patients. The prosthetic wigs are produced and offered free by Angel Hair for Kids to underprivileged families. So on March 12th, come down to the UBC campus to show your support for Cuts for Cancer. For more information on Cuts for Cancer, can be found at cutsforcancer.net.
Tired of this tune. Let's stop the tape right here.